want you to do me a favor.
Yeah, sure.
I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
What?
I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
Podcast Pendulum.
What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch it, man. Watch it.
You know how I know that you're gay?
Oh.
You have a rainbow bumper sticker on your car that says, I love it when balls are in my face.
That's gay?
Consider the possibility that God does not like you. He never wanted you.
In all probability, he hates you.
Madhu! Prada!
Okay, then. That's it.
It's sperm to go into the giant vagina. Oh, Carlos. No one knows what we're talking about, you fucker.
Yep.
Oh, God.
We caught you.
Yeah, nothing.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 61 of Podcast Pendulum.
Yes. I am Nate.
And I'm Carlos.
And we'll start with the contact information. Contact information. I have to enunciate better.
That you do.
Shut up.
First, the show's official page is podcastpendulum.podomatic.com.
You can go there, check out the actual page, like with the pictures and everything, and show notes.
We tried to make it look pretty.
Yeah, you're probably listening to this from one of the feed players all over the internet, on like 20 or 30 different sites. You can check out the show's MySpace at myspace.com/podcastpendulum.
You can email the show at podcastpendulum@hotmail.com.
You can check out my MySpace at myspace.com/ntdg.
My MySpace is myspace.com/CarlosGenki. G-E-N-K-I, all one word.
You can also go to ThrivePendulum.com and purchase Thrive Energy Drink.
Which Nathan won a free case of.
Yeah, I actually won a free case of it because I was checking my email a couple days ago, like at midnight, and I had entered a contest like months earlier. I didn't think I was going to win. And so I entered it, and I saw a thing, and they send like notifications to everyone else who entered saying who won, just to make you feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
Just like, okay, I suck.
That's what Thrive does.
Thanks for telling me.
That's the kick it provides.
it makes you feel like, oh god, I have to win. That's what it does. It makes you feel bad so you can win. So it sent me that, and I was like, it was like week 13 or something, or 12, and I checked it, and it's like, week 12 winner announcement. It's like, oh, this week Nathan Rivera's won free case of Thrive, and I was like, I stopped, I was like, what the fuck? Wait a second. I'm Nathan Rivera. I'm Nathan Rivera.
That was obvious.
I won. It's like, where's the notification email? What the fuck? And so it was in my spam folder. I was like, what the hell? But it's not spam. Mark is safe. Mark is safe, Hotmail. Bastards. Yeah. Trying to keep my Thrive from it.
Yes.
I should be getting it in a couple days.
And we'll be able to tell you how it tastes.
Yeah. We finally have some cans. Oh my god, it's going to be so cool.
We'll have our own little display picture of us holding the can for the thumbs up.
Yeah. That's going to be fun. Drink them all in one day. 12 cans for each of us. Holy god.
5 episodes one day.
We won't be able to stop. I just keep recording. Hey, go. Sorry. Why would you do that?
Mortal Kombat.
like the rabbits in Luguru.
Matrix jumping.
Just glide Matrix jumping all over the place.
And then flail on the ground for a little while.
I don't understand the flailing weapon. I don't understand. It's an attack, but you flail. It's because you have to time it so perfectly.
It's to confuse them.
It's like, I'm dead.
But anyways, so... Oh, also, the show has the hotline number, 1206-350-3336, because Nathan forgot.
How could we forget that?
You forgot it.
Shut up.
You went into the whole MySpace already. I was like, oh, wait a minute. You just skipped lots.
You could have interrupted me, you bastard. excuse me. Carlos gave me a big bottle of Pepsi.
You asked for it.
Yeah, but you gave it to me. Sexual innuendo. okay.
Anyway, so yeah.
What are we talking about?
Back into the real show.
Well, let's just talk about our lives.
Okay, and what about them?
I don't know.
What's going on with your life?
We have some of them.
Huh? Yeah, barely.
Okay, well, let me tell you about my friend Dominic.
Oh, yeah. Your
Dominic stories. They're so funny. Okay, the thing about this Dominic stories, he'll come into work and sit down in the cafeteria at the table, because we always have a table where we sit at.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone sits there. We always come in like 20 minutes early and sit down. Except for like, if you're on pods, you always like, go in like right at the same time because you never want to go in early for pods because it sucks. Well, you can go in like 10 minutes early and start doing whatever's there if you want to. I don't know what time Carlos is going to get there that day. A different Carlos.
Yeah.
But okay, Dominic, he always comes in, sits down, always looks tired, and he has long. He's a skater, I guess. He always has like long skater hair, and he always comes in and tells us these stories, and we've coined them Dominic stories because they have a certain thing to them where they're short and they make no fucking sense, and there's no point to them. He stops right before something good is supposed to happen. And that never happens. It's so funny. Like, he's telling us... an example of a couple of them. He said, me and my friends were going to ride our bikes to Northampton one day, but we drove. The end. That was the end of the story. And he just stopped and looked away like, that's it. I was like, is that your entire story right there? He's like, yeah. What the fuck? What?
The point of riding was 3 minutes.
Yeah, no, then he's like, me and my friends were going to ride our bikes to Hadley Mall, but then we didn't. The end. That was the end of the story. And he does at least one of these every day. I don't know what to make of them. They're fucking hilarious. And he's just, like, so confident in delivering them. He's just like, yeah, so we're going to do that, and we didn't.
Yeah.
Text message.
Stop. Stop distracting. Stop getting distracted.
Shut up.
Stop smacking the phone over your hands.
Shut up.
Hey, Nathan, yes. Snap, snap, snap. The show's over here.
There's a show going on.
Yes.
Yeah, so those are Dominic's stories. Oh, there's a bunch of them. They're so funny.
Yeah.
Short, like, one or two sentence things. And the end.
The end. God. You should just ask him to comprise, like, his own little short little
novel.
I was
telling you, we should just do a bunch of short Dominic stories. God, they stop right before they're supposed to get funny. Oh my God.
That's what makes him treasures.
I wonder if he works tomorrow. He probably doesn't.
Probably not.
I think he's on vacation, so.
I can't have all the cool people working with me.
No, you don't have... Oh, you don't have Dominic or Will. Because Caleb switched with Will, and Dominic's off.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have Justin either, I think. Justin's cool. Have I told you about Justin?
I don't know.
Like 6'4", tall, Viking-looking man.
I remember you telling me about a Viking-looking man.
Yeah, big beard, long, blonde hair, giant, like, chops, beard, go kind of hand-in-hand.
Vikings do generally bear those resemblances.
Yeah, he's a wrestler, too.
For a wrestling thing.
Yeah, he's awesome. I don't know if he works tomorrow, though. He might be on Amtrak, in which case you'll see him for a couple hours before he leaves at, like, 2:45.
Hmm.
But... Yeah, you got, like, pretty much all the best people. Me, Caleb, other Carlos.
Although you're coming late.
Hmm?
Although you're coming late.
Well, late to you. I come in at fucking 4. It's normal time to me.
Uh-huh.
I see you for 3 hours. Yep. Oh, me and Emily were going to ask you, do you want to go see X-Files tomorrow?
X-Files? Oh, the movie?
Yeah. So we're going to go see it. I don't know.
Nah, I'll pass.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not as into X-Files as you are.
Oh, I hate you.
Okay, cool.
The end.
Cool.
The end. I end all Dominic stories now with the end. I go, the end.
Obligatory hand swipe.
Yeah, then he just turns back to whatever he's doing. We're online. He's like, yeah, I was going to get these pants one day.
But then...
No. Then he just like, he looks at me. And says that, then he turns back, and I say, the end. And Bill just starts dying. It's so funny. Bill, fucking hilarious. You're gonna love working there. It's funny.
Hello.
All us guys at night, we're pretty funny.
Yep.
We try to make things interesting, because it's so boring if you don't. The thing is, we can't talk too much on the line, though. Because then, if it's Rose, she'll get mad. If it's Bill, he usually... If you're talking with him, he probably won't care.
Mm-hmm.
Give you random facts.
Oh no, not talking. Whatever shall I do?
That's true. I shouldn't even fucking.
I must
that.
Always speak my mind. So yeah. In case people don't know, I'm working tomorrow.
Yeah, Carlos finally starts the job tomorrow.
Because you know, after taking my damn 3 fucking tubes of blood
TV,
and
TV test.
Just like running away. No, not TB test, the blood.
Oh yeah, yeah. Three vials of blood.
Three tubes of blood. Oh, I should just say canisters of blood. bastards. Don't even give me my blood back.
Did he give you cookies?
Huh?
Did they give you cookies and juice?
No, I got a little Dixie cup of water.
Really?
Yeah.
I want some Dixie cup of water.
Fuck you, it's my Dixie cup of water.
Hey!
I jerk. Earned that Dixie cup of water.
Hey! Jerk.
I gave an odd number.
Did you pee?
Yes.
Okay.
Like a big boy.
You deserved a Dixie cup of water.
Like a big boy.
Did they make you go into that little room? It's weird. It's like a wall.
Just a wall, yeah.
Okay, no, okay. It's so weird how it's laid out. It's like, you go in, wall right here, where the person stands, opening, wall right here. So it's like, you can walk, it's like a maze. You walk in, you have to go behind this thing.
Yeah, well, the first wall is like part of the cabinet thing that has all the cups.
Yeah, so it's like, they're right there. Weird.
Yeah, that's what the room is tended for.
Weird.
Just people go in there and pee.
That, it's not a bathroom. That's just so weird. It's like a pissing room, but not a bathroom.
That's basically what it is. Yeah.
You don't do drugs.
That they know of.
You do some strange alien drugs.
Oh, Pepsi.
You're way ahead of the curve, Carlos. Don't even know the Pepsi's the drug yet.
Yet.
Carlos, like, thrives on Pepsi. No pun intended to thrive.
I think if I cut myself right now, Pepsi would just come out of my veins.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Refill my bottle right now.
Oh, I hope Thrive's delicious. Oh, I hope it's delicious. We have to let it chill, though, for a couple hours. They said.
To get the best flavor?
Yeah, that's what it said.
Just put it in the freezer.
Yeah. Make sure it doesn't freeze in the freezer.
Because freezers generally intend to do that.
I only put things in the freezer to get cold.
Yeah.
It's like rapid. It's like a rapid refrigeration.
Yeah. I tried once to warm up my soup, but it didn't work all too well.
Really?
Yeah.
Warming your soup?
Yeah.
I did that and it worked.
Racism, I'm telling
you. What kind of crappy freezer did you have?
IKEA.
Oh. That sucks.
Yes, it does. Let me guess, you had Rolex?
Yeah. Rolex makes the breast... The breast.
The breast.
Freudian slip.
Handshake
that was
to you,
awesome.
Sir.
Handshake
to you, sir.
Handshake to you, sir. Freudian slips all around. Well, Emily just gave a shout-out to the... I guess. I said... Hey, no, she said hi. Like, sorry I was walking, because I guess she didn't text me. Because there's a signaling room, so I wouldn't fucking know.
Yeah.
And so I put, podcast in progress. And she put, shout out.
She doesn't have to yell at us.
I know. But whatever. At least she was polite about it. Polite about yelling.
God.
Well,
that reminds me.
We give Emily a shout out, and Emily give you a shout out, I guess.
We give her a shout out by playing her messages.
Yes, we do. Both of them. Okay, yes. Here's one of Emily's messages now.
Okay. I love, love, love the voicemail thing. Absolutely all over that. I love it so much. That is hilarious. And I hope you don't use my material to kill time. I hope you respect my messages and hold them high up on that tower thing with all the other messages. You guys know what I mean, I think. I am so sorry. I haven't been calling the show or anything. I feel terrible, but I cried myself to sleep over last night. Don't worry about it. I already took care of it. I haven't been a very good whore lately, so I mean, come on. I'm listening to the show that was posted, not the newer one, but the one before that with the stupid little nerd party thing. Totally awesome episode so far. And I think it just choked on my saliva. Podcast Pendulum makes me choke on my saliva. That's disgusting. I don't even want to talk to you guys anymore. Fucking assholes. I'm getting off the phone with you guys. I just choked on my saliva. Ridiculous. I hate you. Well, I love you guys. But I just choked on my saliva. So I'm going to hang up the phone. Bye.
And here's our next message.
Yeah, because even though she said she wasn't going to call back,
she's bipolar.
No, she's not bipolar. She did, like 2 minutes after. It's like, well, here's her next message now.
Okay, so I totally called back because I cannot hang up with Podcast Pendulum. No way in hell. And I've got like 20 minutes to go before I go over Nate's house. So, I'm just calling to see what you guys are doing. What you thinking about? Okay, that's totally weird. I actually had a question. How many times did you guys leave yourselves messages, and how come you don't play them on the show? Because I want to know. I mean, we were there listening to the conversation, but, I mean, I want to hear the message. And I'm sure you assholes deleted them. But if you didn't, you guys should play them on the show. But I was just wondering how many times you did leave yourselves messages before you finally got the voicemail thing set up. Yeah, that was my only question. I'm a loser. I have, like, no life. So I have all this time to call the podcast. And I don't because I'm scared because Podcast Pendulum has more of a life than I do. And I don't want to be shunned upon or frowned upon or anything. I have to go take a shower. I'll call you guys later. I love you guys. Bye.
It's recording.
Stop saying that. You.
Too
son
late,
of a
Nathan.
Bitch.
I'm recording. When you weren't ready.
Son of a bitch.
I gave you no warning whatsoever.
No, you didn't. Then that entire, like, minute and a half of saying, I'm gonna press it, that wasn't a warning.
No, it wasn't. It was a threat.
We should get the other two messages that we... I think it was two messages that we left from... That we left ourselves by mistake.
Well, one was basically just like... just a couple of grunts. That was it. The only...
There's only one good one. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Then the third one was just us...
The actual...
Failing.
The actual voice message saying that we thought we were leaving.
Yeah. And there's not really much.
Oh, God. We should get that one.
Get that one message.
Oh, I'm tired.
Excuses.
Oh, God, I'm tired.
Excuses.
You shut.
Become a hardworking Mexican.
Too late.
Too late. You're already hardworking? Or
I watched all my X-Files already.
You bastard.
What?
You bastard.
I watched them all already.
Why?
Watched all the special features and everything.
Wait, this isn't it.
Well, yes it is. That company bought K7.
Which one? Unified Messaging?
Yeah. This company bought K7.
Alright.
My K7. I hate that last little bit of Pepsi. It's always like... Already all fizzed out and not very good. The last sip. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tastes like blood. Tastes like copper.
Oh, wait. No one? Or?
No, no one.
Oh, okay.
Fooled
that you. Explains it. The wound is a lie.
The cake is a lie. I want to play Portal.
So which one was it?
Oh, one from me?
210, yeah. That one, I'm
How
guessing.
How long is it? What's the length?
Wait, actually, no, that's... Well, 5 seconds.
I think it's that one.
But didn't we call from my house number?
Yeah.
And this is not my house number. But the other ones just say 413.
Wouldn't you like to know?
I'm scared. Let's just play this one and see.
I think I saw them in my emails anyway.
Yeah.
That's not it. That one's fucking 2 minutes long.
Shh.
It's not it, Carlos.
Shh. No. It's Emily.
It. That's not it, Carlos. That's not...
So could it be the first one? Or?
No.
Wait, but they're all from... Yeah.
You're so confused.
Yes, I am. Actually, I'm quite confused right now.
I know, and it makes me happy.
Everything is lying to me.
It makes me
fuck
happy.
That. Hotmail just fucked you over.
Oh, yes it did. Oh my god.
Damn,
oh, well, fuck
Hotmail.
You. Fuck you, Hotmail.
Damn it, Hotmail. Why'd you fix?
Oh,
it's all a conspiracy.
I'm full of Pepsi now.
Welcome to the NHK.
My body. What?
No, nothing.
What?
Reference to something.
The NHK.
Welcome to the NHK. Everything is a conspiracy.
I've heard of that. What's the NHK?
It's a conspiracy. Everything's out to get you.
Really?
Yes.
Forgot.
The lamp told me so.
The what?
The lamp.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You're freaking me out.
And you never will. Bastard.
Fuck you.
Trying to confuse me.
I don't think this is it, but...
Is that it?
I don't think so. But we'll find out, right?
We'll find out.
We'll find out, right?
Might it be like some satanic, demonic message again? That was our failed attempt. That's not the good one.
This is a bad one. Are we still recording?
Yeah.
We've been recording this entire time?
Yes, we have.
Holy God!
Yes, music.
I did not... I thought we stopped recording. Oh my God, girl. Why'd you let me keep talking?
Because I'm good like that.
You. Fuck. You introduced the song. No, fuck you.
I got you. Snap. Snip, snap, snip.
Shut up, shut up.
So, which song you want to go first? The A or the I? The one that begins with A or the one that begins with I?
Yes.
Or no?
I agree.
I agree?
I A. Ho, ho, ho.
Yours or mine's?
Yours.
Mine's?
Yeah. Right. I don't care.
So, the first song... Well, actually, both the songs we're going to play are from the band Flyleaf. Just because we can. The first one is called I'm So Sick by Flyleaf, and hope you enjoy.
I will break into your thoughts with what's written on my heart. I will I'm
Okay, we're back, and that was I'm So Sick by the band Flyleaf. Hope you enjoyed. And so now what?
I don't know. We saw Dark Knight. We didn't talk about that yet.
Oh, yeah, we saw Dark Knight.
Opening night.
Good, good, good movie.
Amazing, actually.
The Joker just stole all the performances.
Yeah, that's...
Gotta love Heath Ledger.
If Joker wasn't in that movie, it would not be the same.
As good.
It wouldn't be nearly as good.
Nope.
I don't think Two-Face could carry that movie.
No, he wouldn't, no.
He would not be able to carry that movie.
Especially with the way they portrayed him. Just always...
Yeah.
Grudging.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he looked cool.
Yeah, he did look pretty... He was way better than the fucking Tommy Lee Jones Joker.
Yeah, it was just like a purple face.
Yeah, purple face, and he says, oh, I have purple spiky hair. I'm cool.
Yeah. But you gotta see the bones and everything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You can see all like the muscles and the cartilage and the stretching.
And the eyeball.
Yeah, the eyeball was really cool.
Eyeball was good.
Yeah, it looked real, so that was pretty cool. I liked the little effect on the pillows where you could see like the blood from his face on the pillows. That was pretty cool. I like that. Nurse Joker. What more needs
highlight
to be,
of the movie.
What
highlight
more needs
of the movie.
To be said? That surprised everyone. Yeah. I was not expecting that at all.
And then walking out of the hospital with just... hey, it's
yeah,
not working.
He's like... He got pressing
the button. All of a sudden...
No, then he goes... She shrugs, starts walking away. Yeah, you see a small explosion. Then you see the fucking hospital explode.
Then you start seeing him running away.
You see him running away, jump into the bus. He's like,
fucking Joker. Shouldn't be there.
Yeah, he's like, I should not be there. Sliding down the big mountain of money. That was hilarious.
Yep. Some people just like to see the world burn.
This city deserves a better class of criminal, and I'm going to give it to him.
Tell your cronies that you work for me now.
Yeah. We chop you up in little pieces and feed you to your pooches.
Don't forget the amazing pen trick.
That was... Okay, hold on. That was like... To me, that was the introduction of the Joker. The first one was cool with, like, what doesn't kill you simply makes you stranger.
Yep.
That was pretty cool. But
knowing that he was just planting himself in the whole thing.
Yeah, that was cool, like, setting him up. But actually, when we first meet him at the mob, like, meeting, that was fucking hilarious. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. I was not expecting that. I wasn't expecting anything he did.
No.
It was so good.
Yeah, awesome.
Oh, my God.
Awesome incarnate.
Way better than fucking Jack Nicholson.
So far, the best Joker.
Ever. The cartoon ones did not do him justice.
Not really.
Because so far, he's been like a goofy, not very, like, threatening character at all.
This time, he's like...
He's
strangely
insane.
Psychotic. And,
yeah. It's crazy.
And the cartoon Jokers, they do it for wealth and possession as well.
Yeah. They all do it for money, for some reason.
One reason or another. This he just does it just because he wants to
see the
fuck
world
with people.
Burn. Yeah, he wants to see the world burn. He doesn't care. It's not about money, it's about sending a message.
Yeah. I mean, if he collects money, he just has to buy just more explosives and crap.
Yeah.
He said,
what I'd like is gunpowder, gasoline, and dynamite, I think.
It a few lighters?
What?
Wasn't it like a few lighters he said, too, or?
I don't remember. It was like something to that effect. Yeah. He said, you know the best thing about them? They're all cheap.
Cheap.
Yeah.
Get them anywhere.
Yeah. Fucking Joker.
Takes a cigar, sets a huge, huge pile of money.
Lights a giant pile of money on fire. How did... They probably built a base under... They couldn't have put that much fake money together. It went too much.
Yeah.
They probably had like a base of like metal or something and put only the top layer of money in and then burned it.
Mm.
Probably.
I still love that pen trick.
Yeah. pencil trick.
Oh, pencil, yeah, pencil.
Pencil,
yeah. I'm sorry, I'm just a pen person.
Inside, don't be afraid.
Okay.
I made a music video with it.
You
Google it. Not well, YouTube it. Well, it's it comes up on Google too, but.
Well.
YouTube it. It's, Dark Knight with I Hate Everything About You by 3 Days Grace. I think it's pretty good. I don't think it's that bad. I mean, this morning.
Oh, anything else about the movie?
Go see it.
Yeah, go see it. Worth the money.
Yeah, I want to go see it in IMAX so bad. Imagine seeing that in IMAX in 3D.
Hmm.
I love the interrogation scene.
The interrogation... Oh, yeah.
With Batman and Joker.
You?
That just show...
Complete me.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you? No, go back to ripping off mob bosses? No.
No.
No. No.
Yeah. You see?
You
complete me.
Everyone laughed at that. That was pretty funny.
It was awesome.
It was pretty funny.
I want my one phone call.
I want my phone call. I want my phone call. I want my phone call.
He goes out.
I want my phone call.
Gets someone by knife point. I just want my phone call.
Yeah. No, I found that guy was working for him.
Yeah.
So that's why he got out. It fucking didn't make any sense at first. Wait a second, what? How did he overpower that fucking, like, 250-pound cop? Where'd he get a knife?
Then a surprise at the end with the driver of the truck.
Which part?
The truck that had the... whatever person that Joker was targeting with the missiles.
Oh, it wasn't the end, but...
Well, it was near the end.
Oh, it was like halfway through. Wait, what, no. Which part do you mean? Where Harvey Dent was in the SWAT van?
No. Fuck, what the hell is that guy?
Commissioner Gordon?
Oh, the... No, well, it involves Commissioner Gordon.
Keep going.
With the guy that found out Batman's secret identity was going to reveal it, and the Joker was trying to convince the whole city to kill him in 60 minutes or else he
starts
blowing shit out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That whole truck driving scene.
Oh.
And then, you know, how they had the guy, the driver, masked.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah. Wait, who did it turn out to be?
What did I say earlier? It involved.
Commissioner Gordon, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
I was trying to avoid spoilers.
That part wasn't at the end, though. That was in the middle.
It was?
Yeah. With the Slaughter is the Best Medicine truck. Yeah? The SWAT truck was carrying Harvey Dent. That's what I said.
Ending, middle,
whatever,
beginning.
Same thing.
Tomato, banana.
Tomato, applesauce. Same thing. I have no signal in your room. Oh, there we go.
I didn't have... Damn it.
You never... Oh, damn it. Oh.
That should beat me to it.
So, I give it a 10 out of 10.
Yep.
That's one of the rare movies I can, like, watch over and over again.
And then The Watcher.
Watchmen,
yeah.
I want to read that... I've never read that graphic novel, but it's supposed to be amazing. I've heard so much about... I've heard about it since, like, before I started reading comics. And it's just... Do you know, like, the basic storyline of it?
Not really.
Well, as far as I can figure, it's like... I think it's in the future, but everything looks like... I think it's, like, in the 1980s. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, it's supposed to be,
Like, isn't it supposed to be taking place towards the war between America and Russia, Nixon still president, stuff like that?
Cold War?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was the Cold War. Okay. I think it's, like, an alternate universe where there are superheroes, and superheroes aren't good.
Yeah.
They're bad. They're out for personal gain. And they don't care about saving people. All they care about is, like, making money and stuff. That's why there's a guy that looks like Batman in there.
Mm-hmm.
That guy. There's a bunch of, like, parodies of superheroes in there. And it's all about how they're trying to make money and stuff and how they're, like, killing everybody. Then there's the blue guy. I forgot that guy's name. I don't remember his name. Blue guy. And there's Rorschach. I know Rorschach. He said that one day they're going to look up to me and say, save me. And I'll say, no.
No.
That was so...
I'll gently whisper.
That was so awesome. That man was like, oh my god, I'm seeing this movie. When that happens, I can't say no to a movie. Say, save me. No.
And just because it's me, I gotta see the Mummy movie.
Yeah.
The new one coming up.
I didn't bring your poster. Fuck you.
Oh. I forget about that.
I got one for me, I got one for you.
Nice little mini poster for the new Mummy coming up.
Yeah.
Tomb of the Dragon Emperor.
I love those. They always have a bunch of those at the movies. Sometimes for shitty movies, sometimes for good ones. That one for Hulk. I got one for Hulk. I got one for Leatherheads because it looked pretty cool.
Mm.
And I got one for this one. Usually for kids' movies, but sometimes they have some good ones. Inside, don't be
next
afraid.
Song.
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 Want me to introduce it?
Sure.
Okay, this song is "All Around Me" by Flyleaf once again, and hope you enjoy it.
My tongue dances, but
Okay, everyone, that was All Around Me by Flyleaf. I hope you enjoyed it. Right now, we feel like we're going to end the show.
Because Nathan's tired. Oh,
well, shut up. You have to work tomorrow. You have to... I think it's mine.
Oh, that was you. Okay. Thought mine was vibrating for a second. I felt all the way over here. I felt the vibration all the way over here. I thought mine was vibrating.
I don't know. Well, let's end the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Episode 61.
And wish me luck on my job.
Well, that's it, and see ya.
See ya.
You've been listening to Podcast Pendulum with Nathan and Carlos. Hope you enjoyed the show. See you next week.
And it smells like death. It's all in a day's worth taking money from the poor. Why do you think that God would need your dirty money if he wants to start a holy war? Self-righteous, judgmental, first to throw stone, using his name for your own protection.